According to a report from the Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, there is a $26 billion backlog of deferred maintenance at public housing authority communities nationwide. This includes the properties operated by the Fayetteville Housing Authority. That report, by the way, came out in 2012. Since then, several public housing communities have gone through a RAD conversion. RAD stands for Rental Assistance Demonstration. And it was created around the time that HUD had that report come out about the backlog. RAD conversions is a way for public housing authorities to access the money they otherwise wouldn't qualify for. All of Fayetteville's public housing communities are going through the RAD conversion process. Right now, most notably, Morgan Manor and Willow Heights. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek begins a two-part series today about what's happening at those two communities by explaining what RAD conversion is and what it means for Fayetteville's low-income tenants.
The Fayetteville Housing Authority has been working with a Michigan-based company called RAD Conversion Specialists since 2013 to convert its four public housing communities to a Section 8 designation.
The whole RAD conversion concept is all about freeing up access to capital that public housing agencies typically did not have access to, and that the private sector has had access to for a long time.
That's Robert Beal. He's one of the founders of RAD Conversion Specialists. He says a Section 8 designation allows public housing agencies to take on debt, like a mortgage, for example. It also allows them to participate in the low-income tax credit program. With a public housing designation, Beal says agencies have to rely on public housing operating funds and public housing capital funds.
Those funds are consistently under attack but susceptible to government or congressional allocation. So it's very unstable in terms of annual amount.
Beal says the role of RAD conversion specialists is to help the Fayetteville Housing Authority meet all the necessary requirements to go through a RAD conversion. The second part of their agreement is to redevelop the FHA communities that have fallen into disrepair.
In that aspect, in that role, one of the key components is that there are risks that are present when you do those kinds of things, right? So when you bring in a lot of capital, if something goes bad, someone's got to pay the bill. And so as developer partners, we take all the risk. So we have all the guarantees. We provide any lenders or any capital providers with our guarantees so that the housing commission or housing authority is insulated from as much risk as possible, financially at least, from anything that might not work out or might go bad or those kinds of things.
The Fayetteville Housing Authority operates four public housing communities: Hillcrest Towers, Willow Heights, and Lewis Plaza, which were all built in the early to mid-70s, and Morgan Manor, which was built in the mid-80s. Beal says Willow Heights, which sits at the base of Mount Sequoia, and Morgan Manor, which is just east of Walker Park in South Fayetteville, have both gone through a RAD conversion with very different outcomes. He says they determined Morgan Manor was not in need of any significant capital improvements, but Willow Heights was beyond repair.
So through the RAD conversion process, we identified that a different location and a new construction was the correct answer, not renovation over there.
Beal says that determination about Willow Heights was made by an engineering company during a RAD physical condition assessment. RAD conversion specialists and the Fayetteville Housing Authority then decided the best course of action would be to move the residents living in the 40 units at Willow Heights to new apartments that would be built at Morgan Manor. Before that, though, Beal says they did spend a lot of time exploring the idea of buying new property for development.
We did look at, and we had some efforts made to, you know, make offers on properties, but the pricing in many cases was, made the deal not feasible. Or some cases where we thought it would be good locations, they weren't interested in selling.
Beal says they settled on building new housing on the 3 empty acres at Morgan Manor because of financial and time constraints, since they had to meet RAD program deadlines. In April, with the help of RAD conversion specialists, the Fayetteville Housing Authority submitted its application to the Low Income Tax Credit Program. Beal says the program is run by the IRS, and each state is allocated a certain amount of tax credits.
So they're competitive, so we go after them like a bunch of other people, and there's a scoring process that the state agency uses to determine who's going to get what.
But he says once those tax credits are awarded, a public housing agency can't do a whole lot with them.
So those credits on their own don't really do anything. What helps is that there are banks, typically, or insurance companies or investment groups that are looking to offset their taxable income. And so those tax credits get sold to those entities in exchange for cash, which is used to facilitate the redevelopment.
In the case of Morgan Manor, RAD Conversion Specialists is hoping to raise over $5 million in equity through the tax credits. According to documents from the Fayetteville Housing Authority, the financing for the construction of the 58 additional units at Morgan Manor will come from Arvest Bank, RBC Tax Credit Equity, and a loan from the Arkansas Development Finance Authority. The FHA is also raising additional funds by selling the Willow Heights property to a private developer for $1.25 million. However, that deal will not be completed until all the residents at Willow Heights are moved into the new housing at Morgan Manor. Mike Emery, the chairman of the Board of Commissioners for the Fayetteville Housing Authority, says the developer approached them about buying the Willow Heights property, and the FHA had been planning to move its Willow Heights residents to different housing long before that opportunity came along.
We've known for a long time that it was in need of extensive renovations and repairs, and we've been trying to do what we could along the way with our budget limitations to get them up there, you know, and with age, it wears quicker than the budget will allow. We never actually put the property up, quote, for sale. Mm-hmm. We were approached by some people interested in buying it.
Emery says the FHA also didn't have to open the property to bid, since Willow Heights isn't owned by the city. It's owned by the Fayetteville Housing Authority, which operates like a nonprofit.
Our first priority was the tenants, and we wanted to make sure, you know, everyone was going to be taken care of if we even decided to do the sale. So it took almost a year and a half before the board actually come to a decision that, yeah, we would do this.
The board voted in March to go ahead with the sale. Emery says the majority of the money will be used to expand Morgan Manor, and the remainder will be spread out throughout the rest of the Fayetteville Housing Authority's budget.
We went back and forth for months on price, negotiating back and forth that way. And finally, the board came to the conclusion, you know, this is the best thing with everything we've got right now and what we knew about what was coming down from the federal level, possibly. It was the best thing that we could do at the moment.
Beal says the Fayetteville Housing Authority contacted his company around 2013 after finding out about RAD conversion from Siemens Energy. He says at one point the FHA was working with Siemens to determine whether they could do any rehabilitation work on the authority's properties. Siemens suggested the agency look into RAD conversion as an option.
I think that the perception of, you know, change like this is always difficult, right? And all of the parties in this effort are doing it for the reasons that I think everyone would want it done for.
And the work for RAD conversion specialists won't end at Morgan Manor in Willow Heights. Beal says they'll be addressing the deterioration at Lewis Plaza next. Lewis Plaza is located between Ramey Junior High and Razorback Road.
My initial estimate, and again, this is not a Housing Authority commitment yet, but my initial estimate is that the Lewis Plaza is going to also have to be completely demolished.
RAD conversion specialists has also been working on converting Hillcrest Towers, which sits in the heart of downtown Fayetteville on School Avenue. But Beal says that process had to be put on hold when they found a problem with the plumbing in the walls, which will cost $3 million to fix.
And one of the things that HUD still has some of, anyway, is emergency capital funds, right? So in situations like this where you've got people's well-being at stake, you can go to HUD and get emergency funding to address that problem.
Beal says those emergency capital funds from HUD wouldn't be available had they gone through the RAD conversion process. But once the plumbing at Hillcrest Towers is repaired, the FHA can resume the conversion. According to Beal, the RAD conversion program has already raised more than $4 billion in additional capital funds that public housing agencies didn't have before.
So it's already hit some significant milestones in addressing capital needs. And I think if it keeps going forward like that, realistically, you will probably see the end. This is my opinion. I think you'll see the end of public housing subsidy as a form of subsidy. It won't mean the end of public housing. It'll just mean that that form of subsidy will all be converted to Section 8. And I think really that's what HUD wants, is to eliminate all these orphan subsidy programs, consolidate them all into one that has been proven to work.
Thiel says right now, of the 1.2 million public housing units across the country, only about 225,000 are able to participate in RAD conversion. But he expects that number to continue to grow. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
Robert Beal says the FHA will find out whether the Morgan Manor tax credits have been awarded on the last Friday of August. If they are awarded, construction at Morgan Manor could begin sometime next spring. Mike Emery says the FHA's contract with the buyer of the Willow Heights property is scheduled for closing in October 2022. He says that date could change if there are any delays or if the Morgan Manor project is completed sooner than anticipated. Tonight, the Fayetteville Planning Commission is scheduled to vote to either approve or deny the large-scale development at Morgan Manor. And tomorrow on Ozarks at Large, we'll have an update on that. And we'll also have part two of this series, which will explore the concerns that have been raised about moving the tenants at Willow Heights to Morgan Manor.
Okay. I've heard bad things, and I've been told by the office there at the bottom of Hillcrest Towers that you don't have any control over the type of people that move in, and if I have any problems, just call the police.
But that's not true.
You can hear part two tomorrow on Ozarks at Large at noon or 7 p.m. on 91.3 KUAF, and then later at KUAF.com and OzarksAtLarge.com.